jiye jao, sawal kiye jao. Hang on, my mic isn't working, my headphones aren't working, so we'll quickly wait for a quick second while Michael connects the mic and the headphones. Yeah, it is not connected. Got it. Perfect. No, Michael, I still don't have it connected. I have one ear working. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with three contestants in the studio. And of course, we're doing a Valentine's Day special because our categories are all around Valentine's Day. But before we start, I want to ask everybody, have you liked our page on Facebook yet? It's the Safari Quiz Show page and we always have a bonus question up there. So if you love answering questions on the show, you absolutely should like our Facebook page and go over and try and answer our bonus question there. Once again, that Facebook page is the Safari Quiz Show. All right, for the benefit Michael, we are having a rocky start today. So for the benefit of the kids in the studio, we have, let me share the rules with you. We have three rounds, 10 questions each. Correct answers get 10 points on the first try and 5 points if you answered as a passed question. If you answer wrong, you get minus 5. But if the question passes to you, you can always say pass if you don't know the answer. Got it? All right. For the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Our call-in number is 510-770-1550. Today, I have my daughter Lori here with me to do the scorekeeping. Okay. Now a note about our sponsors. First sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. Sanjeev Gupta is a well-known CPA firm in Bay Area, having 3 offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate, partnership tax preparation and individual tax preparation. Contact him at 510-825-7563 or visit sanjeevcpa.com. That's sanjivcpa.com. You get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. And since tax season is coming, I urge everybody listening to go make sure that your taxes are in order. Of course, this show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after-school program. If you're listening during the break, you'll hear all about their various programs and their various locations because I bet wherever you are in the Bay Area, there is a Safari Kid location right next to you and they offer both preschool and after-school program. Okay, time to meet our contestants. Our first contestant is Aradhya. Welcome back to the show, Aradhya.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself.
My name is Aradhya. I go to Forest Park Elementary School. And my hobbies are playing tennis, reading, and jump rope.
Oh, so tell me what book you're reading right now. Are you reading any series?
Yeah, I read the John Mostelton series.
What about the Thea Stilton series?
Yeah, it's very popular.
Yeah? So what's the newest one? Because I know they have like 50, 60 books by now.
The Journey to Atlantis and the Secret of the Fairies.
Yeah? Good?
It's very, like, interesting.
Is it? Do you learn something from it or is it just fun?
I learned something and it's fun.
And it's fun. The drawings are very cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was Aradhya. Aradhya has been contestant on the show before and we wish her all the best. And our next contestant is Shruti. Welcome to the show, Shruti.
Hello, my name is Shruti. I'm 8 years old. My hobbies are reading and I read John Mostelton books and the Harry Potter series.
Ooh, that's early. Which book have you got to in the series?
I'm in the middle of the second book, Chamber of Secrets.
Chamber of Secrets?
Yeah,
that was my favorite movie of the 7 movies. That was my favorite. Have you seen all the movies?
No, I'm going to see it after I finish the books.
All of them? Or are you going to like finish a book, then watch the movie, finish a book? Yeah? Like that? Cool. I think that's fair. I think that was the rule in my house too. If you can read the book, you can watch the movie. Right? Yeah. But I feel envious of you, Shruti, because you still have all the books to read and we've already read all of them. So anybody who's starting with the series now, they have so much to look forward to. I wish they would create another series like that. That was awesome. All right. So our third contestant is Veda. Welcome to the show, Veda. You have to lean forward and speak into the mic. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
My name is Veda and...
Which school do you go to?
I go to Forest Park Elementary.
Are you 8 years old too?
Yeah.
And tell me your hobbies.
My hobbies is doing jump rope, playing tennis.
Oh, nice. And? So tell me something. In jump rope, is there something called double dutch?
No.
What is?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's really complicated, isn't it?
We play with each other in recess.
Yes. Yeah? Do you do some difficult moves?
Yeah.
Okay, no nodding in the studio because our listeners can't hear your nods. So anything, every time you say yes or no, you have to actually say the words. Okay? All right. So we did a little bit of practice before the show. So I hope everybody's comfortable. We'll do a quick buzzer check and then we'll get started. Aradhya, why don't you buzz your buzzer? What about you, Shruti? And Veda. Awesome. So our categories today are very Valentine's Day appropriate. They are flowers, candy, and love. So girls, what do you think of the categories?
Good, it really suits the holiday.
It suits the holidays. Are you ready? So as you know, you buzz first, answer later. Don't blurt out the answer. Buzz, see if your color has buzzed in first, then you answer. Got it? All right. So make sure you have an eye on the buzzers to make sure what colors they are. And Lori's ready with the coins to give you the points. Let's do the first category. It's flowers. Ready? Ready? First question. Most popular flower given on Valentine's Day?
Roses.
Roses is right. 10 points to Shruti. And that would be the red one. Yes. Question number two. These flowers grow in spring from bulbs planted in the fall and sound like they are part of your face. It's a little, when you do a riddle, they sound like they are part of your face. Think of it.
Tulip.
Tulips. Very good. Good job, Veda. 10 points to you. Question number three. National flower of India. It grows... Go for it.
Pass.
Pass. Minus five for Veda. National flower of India. It grows in mud and is a Buddhist symbol of enlightenment. Question passes to Aradhya.
Lotus.
Lotus is right. 5 points to Aradhya. Very good. Question number four. This is the state flower of California. Yes, Aradhya.
Roses.
Nope. Minus five. Question passes to Shruti.
California poppy.
Poppy is right. Did you know that the poppy was called Copa de Oro by Spanish settlers? You know what that means? Mm-hmm. Cup of gold. You can see why they called it that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful to see poppies along the side of the road when you're going? Yeah. So that's the poppy. Very good. Question number five. Small, fragrant white flower that's also the name of a Disney heroine.
Daisy.
Disney heroine and small fragrant white flower. That is not correct. Question passes to Aradhya.
Pass.
Jasmine. We actually did that in the practice. It's a jasmine. Question number six. Usually, listen to this. It's a long question. Usually found in a blue color, this flower has six petals. Three standing up, three falling down. It's the same name as part of the human eye. Part of the human eye. Think about it. And it's a blue flower, usually. It has other colors too, but usually found blue. And I'll give you one more clue. It's got four letters. No?
Pass.
No. Iris.
Oh,
iris, wow. Yes. Okay, question number seven. What is a bunch of flowers tied together called?
A boutique.
A boutique? No, that's not correct. Question, minus five. Question passes to Veda. You don't have to buzz again. Tell me. Go ahead. Bunch of flowers gathered together.
A bouquet.
A bouquet. Very good. I think that was what you were thinking of, right, Shruti? Yeah. Question number eight. This flower is the name of a girl character in Peter Pan. It's a two-named flower and the first word is an animal with stripes. Name of a girl character in Peter Pan. She's the Indian or the Native American, I guess would be the right way to put it. Indian chief in Peter Pan. Two named flower. The first word is an animal with stripes. A ferocious animal with stripes. Think. So you know, now everybody knows the first word, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what the second one is. No. It's the tiger lily. Tiger lily.
Oh, now,
tube light went off. Okay, question number nine. In the popular kids' poem, roses are red and these are blue.
Violets.
10 points to Aradhya. Very good. Question number 10. Donald Duck's girlfriend.
Daisy.
Daisy is... Who's this? Is Aradhya.
Mine.
Yeah.
Daisy.
You knew it. You just didn't buzz in first, Veda. All right. So we're coming to the end of our first round. So the next question is for our listeners. So everybody in the studio, shush. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And the question is, in the flowers category, this expensive yellow spice is derived from the crocus flower. This expensive yellow spice is derived from the crocus flower. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello? Let's go to the next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is saffron.
Thank you, Pooja. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Juhi, and I think the answer is saffron.
Juhi?
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is saffron.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Oops. Hi, you're on the air.
I'm a British baby, and I think the answer is saffron.
And what's your name?
Saffron.
Your name. What's your name?
Oh, Ambrish, baby. Ambrish.
Ambrish?
Yeah.
Got it. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jackson. The answer is saffron.
What's your name again?
Akshin.
Akshin. Oh, lovely name. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Go ahead.
My name is Madhav and the answer is saffron.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is saffron.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Sabina. Yeah.
Wow, Sabina, you have to tell me the answer again because you really broke up there.
Saffron.
Got it. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha and the answer is saffron.
Thank you, Vibha. And last caller for our first question. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya and the answer is saffron.
Is it Shreya or Shreyas?
Shreya.
Shreya. Thank you, Shreya. Shreya was the last caller for our first listener question in the category of flowers. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to announce who the winner of the first listener question was. This one is going to be picked by Veda. And we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. Jieja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja.
Sawai Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya here with Aradhya, Shruti and Veda. And we're doing a Valentine's Day special in terms of categories. And our first category was flowers. And our listener question was, this expensive yellow spice is derived from the crocus flower. And of course, everybody had the answer right. It was indeed saffron. And the correct answer was picked by Veda. Veda, you're going to announce who the winner of the first listener question was.
Akshin.
The winner of the first listener question is Akshint. All right. Good job, Akshint. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. By the way, that's the email to write to us if you want to participate on the show, if you have feedback on the show, or if you have any category ideas for the show. So safariquizshow@gmail.com. So Akshint, don't forget to mention the question and the answer and be sure to send us the email today itself so Miss Anu can get you the prize as quickly as possible. Okay, so let's see how the kids in the studio are doing in terms of questions. Aradhya, how many points do you have?
20.
And Shruti, what about you?
10.
And what about you, Veda?
5.
Okay, so this is really close. So the flowers category, I think, stymied them just a little bit. But now we have the candy category. And because these are very well brought up kids, I have a feeling that this category is also going to be a problem because I don't think their parents let them eat any candy. So, you know something? I had to learn about candy too because I don't eat a lot of candy. So, I had to do research for this. Seriously. Seriously. Okay, are you ready for candy category question number one? Okay, shall I sing a song?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. What? Chocolate-covered wafers that you can share by breaking off a strip. I knew it! I knew these girls wouldn't know anything about candy. No? Pass. Can I give you a little more? The song didn't jog any memories? I'm dating myself here, Michael. I really am. So this is a candy bar that comes in like strips, joined together. And when you want to share them with friends, you just go crack, crack, crack. Yes.
Kit Kat.
Finally, I was able to pull the answer out of Shruti. I think even Veda realized it a little bit late, huh? Okay, let's hope we do a little bit better on the next questions. By the way, I picked up all this from Halloween favorite candy. So I'm sure that even if you don't eat candy any other time, you do eat candy at Halloween. All right, question number two. America's favorite licorice candy that comes in red twists.
Twizzlers.
Very good. 10
I
points.
Do not like
Twizzlers. Veda. Question number three. This candy is a combination of chocolate, coconut, and almonds and has a name that means happiness.
Almond joy.
Very good. 10 points to Veda. Question number four. Box-shaped, fruit-flavored, soft taffy candy.
Dots?
I was going to continue, but no, that's minus 5 for Shruti. This name could be used to describe the sun exploding. Box-shaped, fruit-flavored, soft taffy candy. Since she answered a little bit before, Aradhya and Veda, you can buzz in or you can choose not to buzz. It's soft candy. It comes in many, like, colors.
Starburst.
Very good. 10 points because I didn't ask the question fully before. Okay. Very good. Question number 5. Yellow marshmallow chickens that are usually sold around Easter. Aradhya.
Easter?
Marshmallow chickens. They're probably in the stores right now. Maybe just after Valentine they'll start coming out. Question passes to Shruti.
Pass.
Veda?
Pass.
Peeps.
Little yellow chicken.
Okay. Question number 6. Chocolate-covered peanut butter candy that looks like a flat cupcake. Go ahead.
Reese's.
You know what? I'm going to give it to her. 10 points. Reese's. Very good. She got it just at the buzzer. Reese's Cups. Question number 7. Carnival candy that's made of sponge sugar and looks like a pink or blue cloud.
It's a candy cane?
Corn candy. You minus 5 for you. Question passes to Veda, actually.
Pass. Cotton candy?
Cotton candy, 5 points to her. Sorry, that was my mistake.
This could turn into 10.
You could. Well, let's do it during the break. How about
okay.
that? Question number 8. Candy that looks like M&M's but is all sugar.
Looks like M&M's?
Yeah, but it doesn't have chocolate inside. It's all sugar.
Skittles.
Very good. 10 points to Veda. Question number 9. Yellow and orange candy that comes out at Halloween and looks like sharp teeth. If I give you another description, that'll be the answer.
I don't know the name.
No brand. I don't need a brand. I need, what is it? What kind of candy is it?
What's the question?
Yellow and orange candy.
What is it called?
That comes out at Halloween. And looks like sharp teeth.
Candy corn.
10 points.
Oh my God.
30. All right. Question number 10. Kidney-shaped candy that have a soft candy shell and a gel interior.
Jelly beans.
10 points to Veda. Veda did really well. I don't know whether she's going to be happy about that or sad about it. Okay, and that was the 10th question. So the next question is for our listeners, 510-770-1550. And it is this. Teardrop-shaped candy wrapped in aluminum foil from Hershey that are very appropriate for Valentine's Day. Oh, Michael knows the answer. Yay, Michael. All right, let's go to our first caller. I don't know if that's somebody who just jumped the gun. Let's see. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Hershey's Kisses.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Erin from San Francisco, and the answer is Hershey's Kisses.
Thank you, Erin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Akriti, and the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Divya, and I think the answer is kisses.
Wait, is it Divya?
Yeah.
Divya, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Hi, Lippy.
And the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Hershey's Kisses.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya, and I think the answer is Hershey Kisses.
Thank you, Shreya. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is kisses.
Thank you, Vibha. Vibha was the last caller for our candy round question, listener question. When we come back from the break, we'll see who won from all the correct answers, and we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. And if you've been enjoying answering questions and you weren't able to get in to answer the question right now, don't be disappointed, because we're going to have one more question at the end of our third round. Plus, you can always go like our Facebook page and answer our question on the Facebook page. There's a bonus question there as well. That's a Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. And with that, we'll go on break. Jiyeja, Sambai Kiyeja. Jiyeja, Sambai Kiyeja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, here with Aradhya, Shruti and Veda, as we just finished the second round of our Valentine's Day special, which was a candy round where the girls did pretty well. And we're going to move on to our love round. So, but before we move on to our third category, we want to see who was the winner of our second listener question. The question was this. Is a teardrop-shaped candy wrapped in aluminum foil, very appropriate for Valentine's Day. And indeed, the answer was Hershey's Kisses. And this time, the winner has been picked by Shruti. Shruti, go ahead. Tell us who won.
The winner for the second listener question is Vibha.
Vibha. All right. All right, Vibha. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And make sure you mention your name, a contact number, the question and the answer. And please do it today. Also, safariquizshow@gmail.com is our contact email for if you want to participate on the show, or if you want to send us some feedback, or if you want to suggest a category idea that you'd like to listen to sometime in the future. In fact, I'm really looking for category ideas, because we've been doing this show for over a year, and that's like over 52 weeks, and finding interesting categories can be so difficult after a while. So I'm looking for any help that you can give me. Also, please do like our Safari Quiz Show Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. That's the name of our Facebook page, because I always have an extra question there every week, because I know our listeners love to answer questions. Okay, so that was Vibha, who was the winner of our second listener question. Now let's see how the girls in the studio are doing. Aradhya, how many points do you have?
30.
What about you, Shruti?
10.
And what about you, Vibha?
Veda.
No. Vibha was our winner. Veda.
65.
Awesome. So Veda did really well in our second round. But this game is by no means over, because we have another round with 10 more questions. So let me do a quick buzzer check. Aradhya, what about your buzzer? Shruti, you? And Veda. Very good. Everybody's buzzers are working. Are we ready for our third round? Love. Question number one. Which organ in the body is associated with love?
Heart.
10 points to Aradhya. Question number two. And somebody raised their hands, which is what you do in class, but not on the show. Okay, question number two. In tennis, what number does love signify?
Zero.
10 points to Aradhya. Question number three. Who is the Roman goddess associated with love?
Cupid.
Oops, I said goddess. Minus 5. Question passes to Shruti.
Pass.
Veda.
Pass.
No? Roman goddess? Venus.
Venus.
What? Question number 4. Who is the girl romantically associated with Romeo? That would be Shruti.
Juliet.
And you have to answer into the mic, because I don't think our listeners can hear you.
Juliet.
My voice is so loud. You guys have to match it. Okay, question number 5. Listen to this carefully. Which heart-shaped fruit is associated with Venus, the goddess of love? It tastes great dipped in chocolate.
Chocolate.
Go for it, Veda. Tastes great dipped in chocolate, heart-shaped
apples.
Food. Ooh, no, minus five. Question passes to Aradhya.
Pass.
Shruti, you want to take a chance?
Pass.
Which heart-shaped fruit is associated with Venus? It tastes great dipped in chocolate. Okay, once I give you the answer, everybody has to go home, melt some chocolate, dip this fruit, and try it. It's the strawberry.
Oh, yeah.
Strawberries, yes. Question number six. This leaf is a symbol of love in China and Japan. It's also found on the Canadian flag.
Poinsettia?
Ooh, no, minus five for Shruti. This leaf is a symbol of love in China and Japan. It's also found on the Canadian flag.
Pass.
Who remembers the Canadian flag?
I know how it looks, but I don't know the type of...
You don't know the type of leaf. It's the maple leaf.
Oh.
It's the maple leaf. All right, question number seven. Which letter of the alphabet represents a kiss? When you write a letter, when you end a letter and you want to represent a kiss, you can put this letter of the alphabet. Okay. Yeah, go for it. Try it, Veda. It doesn't matter. Yes.
X.
X is right. 10 points. Good job to Veda. And Lori's a little miffed because she didn't know the answer to this one. Okay. Okay, question number eight. Which weapon is used by Cupid to make people fall in love?
Bow and arrow.
Very good. Okay, this is a tricky question. So if you don't know, I'll give additional answers. If you know, of course, you can answer. Question number nine. Which red fruit is also called the love apple? Which red fruit is also called the love apple? Here are some additional clues because I know this is a slightly difficult question. It can also be called a red vegetable. And still no answers? Red fruit or red vegetable is called the love apple. It's used to make ketchup.
Tomatoes,
Shruti, that is right. It's called love apple. All right, question number 10. Again, I'll give additional clues, but if you know the answer, you can jump in. Which state in the U.S. produces the most roses?
USA.
Which state?
California,
very good. I don't know if we should give that or not, but I'm going to give her 5 points because she did get the right answer. After a clarification, but she... All right. So with that, we come to the end. I'm wondering if this is going to be a tiebreaker. So we'll find out quickly. But before we go on break, we have to do our third listener question.
Yes.
It's still in the category love. And girls, don't measure it just... I mean, don't calculate it just yet. We want it to be a surprise for our listeners. All right. Here's our third listener question in the category love. Between girlfriends, wives, mothers, teachers... Who receives the most Valentine's Day cards? Between girlfriends, wives, mothers, teachers, who receives the most Valentine's Day cards? All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. I think the answer.
What's the answer?
Girlfriends.
Sabina thinks it's girlfriend. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Akriti, and the answer is teachers.
Akriti thinks it's teachers. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sabina. I think the answer is mothers.
What's your name again? Because I had another Sabina. Are you Sabina?
Sabina. S-U-V-I-N-A.
Sabina. Got it. All right. Sabina thinks it's mothers. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and I think the answer is mothers.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is teachers.
Pooja thinks it's teachers. So we have very different answers coming in. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ambrish and I think the answer is mothers.
Thank you, Ambrish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam and the answer is teacher.
Shivam thinks it's teachers. All right. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Lippy.
Yes,
Lippy. And the answer is mothers.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav and the answer is teachers.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
My name is Asha and I think the answer is teachers.
What's your name again?
Asha.
How do you spell it?
A-S-H-I-R.
R. Ashir. Oh, nice name. All right. Thank you, Ashir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is teachers.
Roshni says teachers. Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and I think the answer is teachers.
Arin, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aditya, and yes,
the
teacher.
Is that Aditya?
Yeah.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Vibha, and the answer is mother.
Vibha, thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignor, and I think the answer is teacher.
Thank you, Ignor. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshin, and the answer is teacher.
Thank you, Akshin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is teacher.
Ashna, actually, the next call will have to be the last one. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anya, and I think the answer is girlfriend.
What's your name again?
My name is Anya.
Anya. Okay, thank you, Anya. So Anya was the last caller. If you're still trying to reach us, I'm really sorry. We're coming to the end of our episode today, but do tune in next week. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won in the studio as well as who won our third listener question. Jeja? Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We are at the end of our special Valentine's Day episode. It was a little difficult for third graders Aradhya, Shruti and Veda, but they did really, really well. Our categories were flowers, candy and love, and they did pretty well in all categories. But before we see who won our episode for today, let's see who won our third listener question. And the question was, between girlfriends, wives, mothers and teachers, who receives the most Valentine's Day cards? And the answer was teachers. So I hope all of you gave your teacher a Valentine's Day card this week. And let's see who won from all the correct answers. This time, the winner was picked by Aradhya.
The winner of the third listener question is Roshni.
Roshni, all right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safariquizshow@gmail.com. Make sure you mention your question, your answer, your name and a contact information. And someday we'd like to see you in the studio too. So if you're interested in participating on the show, please do write to us again at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Aradhya, how many points do you have?
55.
What about you, Shruti?
25.
And what about Veda?
75.
So today's winner is Veda. And Veda will get a $40 gift card. And our runners-up will get a $15 gift card each. So you can see it's really attractive to come on the show and be a part of it. So if you want to participate, once again, our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. By the way, the girls are all friends. They're in the same class. Same grade, yeah. in Forest Park Elementary, and they have made a request that if they come back sometime to be on the show, they want to do a My Little Pony challenge. Now, I'll have to do a lot of research because I know nothing about My Little Pony, but I'm up for the challenge. So when they come back next, we'll do a My Little Pony challenge. And Lori's going to help me with it because she knows a lot about it too. And that's our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. Lori was here in the studio helping me with the scoring today. This is your host Vidya saying, Jeja, Sabha.